Robin, come in.
Robin here.
Hi. James from Ingvid. Sorry. Reading Batman, Black and White. I almost wanted to say Black Man, Black and White, but I didn't. Hi. So what am I doing today besides joking with you? Look, I want to teach a lesson today, and already the naysayers are the people who say no before you finish. So you teachers out there that watch these lessons, and there, I know you'll go, oh, well, this rule isn't right because this isn't about that. I'm telling you now, there are lessons on the video and actually on Ingvid that go into greater detail and explain very well what I'm about to teach. This lesson is very specific. It's a quick way and a short way for you to remember some grammar problems which are very common among many students. If you teach English, you know exactly what I mean. If you're a student, you know what I mean. And if you're somebody who is studying English on your own, when people look at you strangely and then they explain to you, you know what I mean. So this is James ESL's 80% cent rules. Three quick rules for grammar. And the 80%, who could possibly forget the best guy in the world because he's going to be our percent sign today? Do-do-do-do-do. Mr. E. Okay. Mr. E is the percent sign. So it's our 80% rules. What do I mean by that? There are many exceptions to everything I'm going to tell you. I'm saying this up front so you don't get confused later on. But you will be correct 80% of the time without thinking if you master these rules. And the exceptions go to the other lessons on the site. And there is a lesson for each one of these I'm telling you. I did this because it's easier for you to read, write, and do well when you know these rules, okay? So let's start with number one. Very often students say, I say him. And I go, what? I say him, I go home now. I go, what? I say him. You can't say him. Remember, say by itself means single. S equals single, right? Single means one. I say all the time. He said to me, right? Say and said, past form of say. It's for one. One person is speaking. So when you just say by itself, think single. And you'll notice I've got S and S. But then you say, James, I want to say two people or more. I say him all the time. Okay, I'll help you. This is the James 80% rule. Say to him. What? Say to him. To indicates a subject and object, that a person is speaking to another person. What did you say to him? Oh, see? Right? You add the magic to, and now you can talk to more than one person and address it. What did he say to him? Got it? But if you say something, I say, he says, they said, single, say. If you want to add an object or a person you're referring to, then we say to. And the to gives you the idea of two or more. You like that?
I got more.
Okay. I don't even like saying to. It's so five-letterish. Why don't we just stick with four letters? Tell. Think T in tell means two. You know how you say to, two words? You can combine that and just say tell. I told, tell and told. So put told here because it's the same thing really, past tense. Just like said is here, right? I told him, right? Subject and object. What did he tell you? Subject and object. T stands for to. So whenever you see say or tell, if you have say and to means to, right? You like that? And tell, T means to. You keep getting this T thing, and you know it's to, an object, and a subject is speaking to an object. Quick and easy, dirty, clean, I don't care. It's yours, all right? You like that? I got more. See the sleeve? Are you looking at the sleeve? See? Yeah. Boom, back to the board. Okay, number two, third person singular.
Hablar español. You know,
when you say you use es.
Hablas. Tienes.
Yeah, that's all the Spanish I know. You watch my other video where I say bro. See, I told you look for 10. Here's one video. You got bro, okay? Let's try and find 9 more. Anyway, so you think third person, like work?
Well, it means one. He means one. She means one. S stands for single. We're going to go back up here again. S stands for single. I told you, it's James's 80% rule. One word rules them all. Or as my friends who like The Hobbit say, and one ring shall control them all. The letter S means single, forevermore, forevermore, forevermore. That means from now on, okay? So you see S, you know, this is a single thing. So it's got to be a she, a he, or an it. Not a them, not a they. That's plural. There's no P in this. So it works. She works. I works? No. Only for the third person singular, okay? And to help my Spanish friends out there.
Mi amigos, enemigas.
Okay? Think second person, the you. It's the same thing. Add an S. Okay? When I learn other languages,
Ruski
or Urdu, I will teach you other rules, okay? I'm working on it, one lesson at a time. So S meets single, just like we had up here, right? So we use it for our single he, she, it. Add S. It work. No, it works. She works. He works. I am special, so I add am. You like that? You should. Third one. No teacher. This no work for me. This is very difficult. I'm trying to think. I not a good boy. No. Yeah. You know you say this. You know you do. You know you do. We've worked on this, so I'm going to work on something, the no words. Now, many languages have one word, no.
No hablar con tú.
Yeah, I'm taking Spanish. Okay. No parler. All right. French, Spanish, you have no. In English, we have this crazy thing where we have two words which mean no. Sorry about that. Once again, it's the 80% rule. So all you guys getting up and going, oh, James, adjective. And I know. But we want to keep it simple because it's quick. When you have time, sorry, you don't have time to think. You need something you can rely on. Here we go. See the word no? See the word noun? No, noun, noun, no, 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 no money, no one, no food, no, no, okay? It's a product that they sell called a no-no that gets rid of hair. That's another story. Okay, but no goes with nouns. No one came yesterday. No person on the planet likes English, except me and Mr. E, and you, because you're studying. Not is usually for verbs. Notice the T on the end of this means tense, verb tense. Not going, not working, right? Now, there are other little rules, and I did say to you, go through Ingvid and you'll find it, because there is a rule that actually is not quite the same with this, right? But master this first, because the reason I'm teaching this lesson, if you understand the very basic things, when you study the other lessons, you'll find that it's easy to understand them because you have the basics down. This is the core, or what we say, the root, okay? The start. And from there, you get the little exceptions here and there. So this is James ESL teaching you a quick grammar lesson with very common mistakes, okay? Mr. E and I are going to get out of here. He's helping with the 80% rule thing. So don't remember, say, say two. Say two equals two. Tell, T equals two. Third person, singular, S on the end of the verb means he, she, or it. No is for nouns, not is for verb tense. T for tense. You're good to go, all right? Listen, it's been a pleasure once again. Please go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, where you can say me and Mr. E and do the test, all right? Don't forget to hit like. Ciao.